Tennessee, a 51-10 winner over NC State in the historic Duke's Mayo Classic here at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm Eric Kane, Matt Ray, Austin Price. Boys, let's call it what it is. I'm going to keep a PG rating in terms of language here. Tennessee just whooped up on them. I mean, Tennessee whooped their butts. Start to finish, that's all it was. Defense has yet to allow a touchdown. Second straight game to begin this season, dating back three straight, dating back to last year against Iowa. The last team that scored a touchdown against Tennessee was Vanderbilt. Tennessee scores 50 points in consecutive games to begin the season for the first time since 1914. Matt Ray, Tennessee just took NC State out to the woodshed, like the majority of people in the national media, like us, we all expected.
Yeah, and you know, this game started for Tennessee exactly the way you didn't want it to start. I mean, NC State fed KC Concepcion, drove down the field, but then, you know, come up with a couple of defensive plays, get off the field, and, you know, from there on, Tennessee was pretty much in control.
NC State picked up their first three third downs on that opening drive, okay? They failed the fourth time and had to settle for a punt, and then they did not pick up a third down the rest of the day. Austin, this was, again, Tennessee will see much better offense as the year goes on, but now, that offense, they had some players, they had a quarterback you thought that could stretch a little bit. I mean, Tennessee's defense just dominated.
They did. They were fantastic. And again, we weren't sure what the rotation would look like. You knew Tennessee was going to play a lot of defensive linemen. But they rotate more now than they've ever rotated. I'm talking about mid-first drive, and they're like, yeah, let's go ahead and just rotate.
Well, you know? At least with the D-line, I mean, you can, right? It's like, I mean, what a luxury it is. Like, get in there.
You know, Boo played a lot tonight. They were able to get, Jacoby Thomas in the game quite a bit. Obviously, Will Brooks had the big pick six. Just fantastic. And you look at what they did after that initial drive where they were, gave up three straight third downs. I mean, they were fantastic. And, they ran the little, kind of helter-skelter play to get Concepcion matched up out there in space, for that 30 or 40-yard gain there in the second quarter.
He didn't do anything.
And it was – it was just really impressive to kind of watch the adjustments be made. This is now three straight games where Tim Danks' defense has not allowed a touchdown. I mean, dating back all the way past the bowl game. You know what I mean? I guess.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did. I know you did. I'm just reiterating it. I mean, it's wild to think of just like how far the defense has come. What you've seen is all the work they've done in recruiting and then developing is paying off, because I mean they have legit guys. I mean, like, it's really, really impressive to kind of see, that side of the ball do what they do. I thought the offense tonight had their C game, and you won 51-10. I mean, like, that should be scary for everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I get NC State maybe not as good as everybody thought. I think the ACC is just terrible. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, like, and again, don't get me wrong, I think part of the SEC, has not looked really good early in the year. I mean, Auburn with a terrible loss. Mississippi State looks god-awful. Arkansas coughed one up today to Oklahoma State and so on and so forth. But, I mean, Tennessee looks every bit the part of a team that, could potentially be sitting there, playing for the college football playoff in, just a couple months' time. And it all starts and ends with Tennessee's defense, which, again, is scary because the offense is going to come along. They're going to keep getting better. I mean, Nico had two picks tonight. One was on him, in my opinion. Although Josh did kind of say, he's got to understand when to eat it when, the quarterback, is getting,
when your right guard is getting blown up.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blitzkrieg there. And so, I mean, again, I think there's a lot of positives that come out of a 51-10 win for the coaching staff because it's teaching moments.
Yeah, no doubt, and I agree with you in terms of the offense. I mean, C plus at best offensively, and you won 51-10.
Running game was not a C plus.
Running game was
Dylan
good.
Sampson was an A.
And Deshaun Bishop played well,
and Deshaun
too.
Bishop was a B plus.
Run game was fine, but I mean, overall offensively, C plus at best, and you still won like this. Matt, I don't think it's because of what they did here, but they did come out, and for the first time in 3 years, we saw more 12 personnel, which is – one back, two tight ends in this football game than any other game of the Josh Heupel era combined. And it's because they had that stack look. They thought that this would be a unique thing to where they can combat that stack look, that three-man front. And plus, they've never been able to do anything like this before because they've only had two tight ends. Tennessee plays three tight ends, and they were in that 12 personnel formation a ton here tonight. But overall, just kind of sloppy. Didn't finish drives offensively. Max Gilbert, hell of a game. Heck of a game, right? Didn't finish drives, but to Austin's point, the run game was pretty good.
Yeah, the run game was really good. Again, Dylan Sampson, I'm down on the field, I'm shooting highlights, and it just, you lose Dylan Sampson for a second, and then he comes out on the other side. And it's like, man, how many yards did he pick up? Probably two or three. No, it's five or six.
Yeah.
And then he's running through tackles. He's spinning off tackles. He has incredible balance. And I think when he gets that crease, you saw that later in the second half, he's gone. And you just wear defenses down like that. Again, Tennessee's passing game, you know, felt like the interception for Nico, young guy.
Oh, he forced it.
Forces
there was
one
like
in,
four
there.
Guys in there. Yeah.
But again, if he's able to hold that football a little bit longer, Brew McCoy clears, and that safety's out of the picture. But, you know, he gets it out of his hand, forces in there, safety's sitting on top of it, whatever. But at the end of the day, the passing game wasn't great. Eight different receivers caught a pass tonight.
Yeah.
One of them wasn't Dante Thornton, who led you last week with three receptions, two touchdowns, and over 100 yards. So the Tennessee offense, the passing attack, is only going to get better week after week, right?
Yeah, I thought that what you saw tonight was in part the scheme, you know, in terms of Tennessee's, I would say, middle of the road passing attack. The couple of plays Nico did make where things broke down, and he floated that one ball to pick up a first down to Kitzelman in the first half. Those are throws they couldn't have done a year ago.
Weapon. Kitzelman, weapon.
You know.
Like we all drew it up, right?
Well, I mean, we all talked about it all offseason. I mean, like
how he impressed in the passing game and everything, but yeah, how he wasn't utilized like that at Alabama.
On the touchdown that got called back.
That he was backpedaling when he caught that, yeah, which is an athletic play. Because he could have easily, I mean, would go
all over.
But it was a beautiful scramble drill. I mean, as soon as he hooked up, and as soon as he saw Nico in trouble, he flipped his hips. Nico flips his hips. And it was, I mean, there's obviously some chemistry there between those two. But like Austin said, he was backpedaling when he caught it. And, I mean, it was an athletic play and then a really nice run after the catch. It was a shame that got called back because I think when Tennessee goes back and rewatches that, I don't think Dane Davis was down the field. I don't think Dane Davis was down the field ineligible. I think Nico was so far behind the line of scrimmage that it looked like Dane Davis
and also
was,
at that point, it was
ineligible.
A busted play, too.
It was,
so
yeah.
It's like Nico's running for his life.
Yeah, I think when you look at that one, you'll see that Dane Davis probably wasn't ineligible. But, again, that was a heck of a play from Kitzelman as he had a night. And then Holden stays, you know, starting to seem like maybe he's the forgotten tight end.
All
and
three
then,
tight ends, awesome.
All three tight ends have a touchdown through the first 2 weeks. Ethan Davis had a catch tonight. I mean, again, I think that you know, hampered the wide receivers tonight because of how they, you know, used them. And then, you know, some of those plays, you know, they got one guy that runs a route and everybody else just kind of stands there. Well, yeah. I mean, if that guy that runs the route don't get open, I mean, what's Nico to do? Now, that goes back to a little bit of inexperience. He's got to learn just to eat it. But that's also hard when, you know, you've heard all week how great you are. And not that Nico's sitting around reading Twitter, because I don't think that's the case. But, I mean, I think he's aware that, you know, last week he was dealing. So it's a little easier to kind of say, eh, let's take a shot here. Let's go after this pin, to put it in golf terms.
Two plays I felt like Nico made tonight, bouncing back after some adversity for Tennessee.
And Hype talked about his ability to bounce back.
I said this earlier in the week, I think if you're Tennessee, you cruise 51-10 here, you wanted to face a little bit of adversity. Yep. I mean, before you go on the road to Oklahoma in a couple of weeks, and it's,
well,
they faced adversity tonight too. I mean, it's a much different environment. You're on the road; it's gonna be their first SEC game. Hopple's coming back. It's gonna be a great
first
environment. First true road game for Nico. But I thought tonight, the first touchdown pass to Kitzelman that didn't get called back, thought that was a really good play from, you know, a play call from Josh Hopple. I thought Nico was really, you know, calm, a little bit poised, didn't rush that, could have rushed that throw. And then I think a play that's probably forgotten is they scheme up, they get everybody out of the box, and they run Nico right up the middle.
Yeah.
He's looking back, looking to see where everybody's at. I mean, he could have walked in.
I thought they had a couple of nice schemes offensively in this game as we're talking about this. I mean, the tight end screen they ran twice tonight, I thought that's a pretty good-looking play. You got one they ran to Holden Sayes. You go out, then you come back in. Your center, guard, and tackle are up, blocking the linebacker at that point. You're simulating a tunnel screen. I thought that was pretty designed. And give NC State credit. Austin brought it up earlier. I think it's the last play we saw Concepcion make. They had that swinging gate, whatever the heck they were lined up in. They were just trying to get it confusion to get one-on-one with Concepcion. Bucard was on there, and he was, you know, three or four guys behind him. But nonetheless, yeah, I mean, I thought it was good that Tennessee faced a little bit of adversity. I thought it was good that Nico faced some adversity. But and they responded the right way, as they should. Now, let's look at let's go back to defense. I thought Joshua Josephs, Austin, was everywhere tonight. I thought Bryson Eason was everywhere tonight. Keenan Peely, when he didn't hit the guy late, I thought had a pretty good game.
Lamar Norman Lott made some big plays early.
Yeah, man. But I mean, I just keep going back to Joshua Josephs. And we talked about him all offseason.
And he'll be on Vol Club Confidential coming up Monday.
It's funny how we plan that, right? I thought Joshua Josephs had a heck of a game. He played probably more snaps overall than Pierce, I would imagine. But I thought he did well, and along with a lot of those guys on the defensive front.
Yeah, I mean, they played a ton of bodies. Josephs was disruptive. He was a pest to the North Carolina State, you know, offensive line. And he was just effective. He altered what they did. Omar Norman Lott, same thing as Matt said, altered what they did. Bryson Eason, as you pointed out, was really active in run support. And so Tennessee's just got so many defensive linemen they can just keep throwing at it. And all those guys seem like they're having a blast with all dancing and all that stuff. I mean,
the start of the fourth quarter, granted, one team's winning by like 40, but Tennessee's down here dancing, having a blast, man. I mean, it looks like obviously they're winning big, but they enjoy playing with each other, and they enjoy letting the others eat.
And nobody's enjoying your defensive line being good like Tennessee's is, like the linebackers, right? Yeah. And I thought tonight Arion Carter lined up in a lot of different spots, made a lot of really good plays. I thought Jalen Smith made the most of his opportunity.
Jalen Smith,
I thought he did some things that are going to show up when they go back and look at the film.
Were popping. They're in the fourth quarter, 3 or 4 minutes to go. He'd reached Farouk.
Oh, yeah.
Brought the hammer.
Yeah, he did.
Again, little things like that. You know, you start showing up. I thought Deshaun Bishop.
Yeah, I was about to say. Second week in a row.
Yes.
I'm talking about Nathan Laycock. Nathan Laycock doing it last week.
I mean, his hustle to almost get there and tackle the guys he crossed was, I thought, just, you know, again, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, that the coaches like about him. And he's that was a reward for the coaching staff. Hey, man, you guys had faith in me. With Cam selling out, you guys put me out there, got, you know, what did he get? Number of carries.
So he had 10 carries, 42 yards.
Yeah, so 10 carries.
Four yards a pop.
And he showed the hustle on a play that, you know, could have easily – saved the touchdown.
Yeah.
So you said it last week, maybe, Eric, or Austin, you said it. His last real football game was the rivalry showcase. Yeah,
baby.
The rivalry showcase. You play UTC, that game's not going to speed up for you. You've been seeing speed. Tonight, the game should have, you know, maybe been a little bit faster.
No, good
he
point.
He remained super patient tonight, I thought. Ran really well, sees the field really, really well.
Again, we'll kind of wrap this up. I mean, Tennessee just dominated. We'll recap it all day Sunday. We'll be on the rewind. You know, we'll do rewatch columns and all that. I don't think we've mentioned it yet, maybe in passing, but how great, and it's because of Joshua Josephs, how great was it to see Will Brooks out there? He had a really good shot of that play. Josephs giving pressure, jumps up. McCall has to literally get it over his hand, so he kind of lobbed it a little bit. And right through Will Brooks, and Will Brooks turns on the Jets and is not caught. Again, he's going to play a lot of football this year. He's going to get beat a lot at times. I'm glad he got that play. I think, and credit to him, being in the right place, right time.
Yeah, I mean, Joshua Josephs was a catalyst there, and Will Brooks made NC State pay for it. Almost had another one off a deflection.
And the guys walking through the tunnel when he was doing media, we're all barking at him, talking to him. And, I mean, everybody. Dylan Sanson was like, man, I'm so glad Will got that. I mean, because everybody sees Twitter. Everybody reads stuff. Everybody sees everything. It's impossible. I just think that continually goes back and shows, like, what type of locker room you have.
Everybody on that team likes Willie B, and that's what they know him as. And, you know, the kid just – what did he say in the post game? Something about Jim – were you there? He said something.
I was around, but I couldn't hear.
The guy just puts his head down and works. He knows what's said. He's not dumb.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, that was a – again, you're right. They'll be at some point. He'll get beat You know, I mean, that's what happens. When you're in the secondary, you're set up to fail from the snap. So, like, guys like Jermond McCoy, who continue to make plays.
Oh, he had a good game.
You know, it, and Ricky Gibson, I mean, first, you know, I think they're going to be elite at corner. They just have
if
to
they
get,
stay healthy.
If they stay healthy, yes. Yeah. That, to me, is common sense, though. Like, I mean, you have to stay healthy at some of these positions. Like, yeah, you're deep on the defensive line or even tight end, but, you know, you can't afford to get Nico hurt. You can't afford to get the corners hurt. You can't afford to get, you know, really, I think Keenan Peely hurt. I mean, tonight, had Peely gotten hit with that targeting when he kind of hit that, and I was like, God, if they lost him, all of a sudden you're down to, you know, Carter and T-Lander and then Jalen Smith, which Smith got in and played a lot of snaps. But the point is like, not much experience.
Spillman wasn't in uniform tonight.
Got a quad. You know, they hope to have him ready to go next week. They were hoping for tonight. But he hurt his quad before the Chattanooga game.
On that, Cam Seldon and Caleb Perry.
Yeah, he got his bell rung and missed tonight. And then Caleb Perry under the weather. Okay. And by the way, thoughts and prayers for all those in Kentucky, which since we're talking about Caleb Perry, that have been affected by those senseless morons that are shooting people from the woods. So prayers up to all those people.
Yeah, for sure. Echo that. Last thing I'll end on this. Nico was asked after the game. I mean, he was excited. They just had a big win. Don't get me wrong. But somebody said, how do you think you played? He's like, he paused for a minute. He's like, I think I force things at times. There's a lot of throws I like to have back. You know, I think it was okay. But, I mean, I got a lot of room to go. I'm just so happy for my teammates making plays. I'm so happy for my team. You know, it's a much different answer than what we got from somebody in that position last year. I'll just say that. I mean, I love the way he answered that question. Because obviously, you know, stat line doesn't look horrible. He certainly didn't have a horrible game. But there's a lot of throws he liked to have back.
He completed near 70% of his passes. Yeah. But, you know, again, those two he liked to have back.
Yeah. So, Tennessee demolishes NC State. Tennessee wins big, 51-10, the final score. Tennessee scores 50 points in consecutive games to begin the season for the first time since 1914. Tennessee has not allowed a touchdown scored on its defense in three games, dating back to, you know, through the
Vanderbilt game. Dating back to the Vanderbilt game, last time they gave up a defensive touchdown.
Yeah. So much to come Sunday over on the side in the Journal's quarters, VolQuest.com. We got a lot to get into recapping this one. We'll be back on the Rocky Top Rewind. We'll look ahead to Kent State, all that and more over at VolQuest.com.
You mean the Kent State that lost 21-13 to St. Francis today?
Tennessee might score 90 points, literally. It might be balls by 90 in that game next week. But we'll see it over at Neyland Stadium. We'll cover it over at VolQuest.com.